the best of Kennedy Malloy. And the best barbecue known to man is a Cross Range. See the range at Harvey Norman. Cross Range! Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, you're not speaking. Oh, Mick's very sad. But welcome, Australia. I'm pretending not to be as upset as well.
What's on, buddy? What's on?
Come on.
Tell us who's on.
All right. I'll tell you who's on. Limo.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't cheer me up.
Dr. Chris Brown.
Oh, great. Oh,
that'll put a smile on your dial.
Will. Nick Cody. We're going to talk to him. He had a baby.
We need to know the name.
We'll find out. I'll keep it a secret.
We had a big discussion on this very program.
We've got lots of things to talk about. Tiger Woods, we might talk about
him. Tiger Woods. Billy Slater. It's a big one.
It's a Monday.
We'll take your calls.
The weekend's been, that's done.
And get on with it.
Yeah.
Hello, Dave. How are you? How was your weekend?
Fantastic. I had a great weekend, guys. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, it was really good. Oh, well, lots of, family time and watched a bit of footy and, got into it.
It's your game, You're very upbeat.
How are you guys?
Well, we're okay. We did it. Now, Marshy's just ran in and said, I've got a little thing for you.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah, have a listen.
And there it is, the Magpies in one of the great prelim final upsets. Defeat the Tigers, 97-58. What an almighty performance from the Kings of the West. A demolition at Optus Stadium.
All right.
So things didn't go
you,
our
Dave.
Way.
That's funny. Well done, Marshy.
It wasn't. Good on you, Marshy. Hope you win an award for that.
Mick.
And then die.
Careful. Careful.
What?
First of all, my plane didn't crash, as you were willing that.
That would have been good. That would have been a good
Second
result.
Thoughts.
I didn't mean that. That's just a little thing to say.
You didn't. I told you, my friends don't like you saying
no,
that.
No, they don't.
All right, so this
Let's
is what
out,
happened.
Out of the way. Let's get out of the way. Can I firstly just go, well done, Pies.
Congratulations. Well,
congratulations.
Yep.
Too good. No excuses. We had an off night.
Yep.
We'll be right. Still proud of my boys. We've had a golden run. We'll be back next year. Wah-dee-wah. But, yes, can't take it away from even on a good day, they would have been very hard to beat. They played great.
Grand final worthy.
Yep, correct. Now, what happened to you? So this was your big – you were in the good books. This was your big ticket item to get
this
robbed.
This is Melbourne Football Club against West Coast Eagles. Yep. I flew to Perth. Was really great. The weather was beautiful on Saturday morning, sunny, walking.
Zippity doo.
Yep. Oh, we're all swinging hands. I've got my Melbourne scarf on, a little bit of red and blue. We walked towards the brilliant Optus Stadium.
Hello.
Stunning looking stadium.
Yeah, new state of the art.
In we walk, have a great lunch. Gil McLaughlin's there talking to the head of the AFL. See Julie Bishop. She's all up and buzzing.
Stage is set.
Wow.
Stage is set. And then literally in the first 5 minutes, disaster, massacre, halftime, not a goal.
No
goal. Anyway.
I think we had two.
Congratulations to the West Coast
Eagles.
They
were good.
Do you know what was bad, Mick? When we were walking back after such a big whipping out of the ground, still with Melbourne scarves on, you got to do that, and people started going, oh, suffer, Melbourne. And then we saw one guy just said, he held his friend back. He said, mate, no. Come on. Yeah. And that's worse.
That is worse.
It was like you said, they've been through enough.
They've been through enough.
And we don't want respect. Yeah.
I can tell you, there was none of that happening at the MCG.
Oh, how'd you go? Did you cop it?
I had to scuttle home through the back streets for Chowie. Yes. Right. Dodging from tree to tree. Ding, ding, ding.
There was no
patronising. It was
a lot
him?
Of people asking if
him?
You're all right. Everyone in Perth wanted to know. No one had heard from you.
Yeah.
Well done to the West Coast Eagles, by the way.
Yeah,
there was a call out in Eastern Suburb for Eddie McGuire. Goes, everyone in Victoria has to get behind the Pies. Yeah. And we're going, to the West Coast Eagles, there is great responsibility on your shoulders. Don't stuff this up.
Yeah.
I didn't leave the house.
You didn't leave the house. What about, did you get lots of tweets from people? Oh, sorry, texts?
Oh, yeah, feedback has been coming fairly strongly. I won't die wondering.
Right.
Only what people are thinking of. I left the house for the first time today. I had my boys all weekend.
You're kidding.
I didn't even let them leave the house. What are you doing? We're ordering in. Uber Eats. Nah, Dad. Where's McDonald's? Yeah. McDonald's, lots of play downstairs, inside. Yeah. I said, it's not safe out there, boys.
You wouldn't have watched the replay back?
I've spent all weekend dodging it, trying to manoeuvre around the sports stations without coming across.
I see.
Hit. Anyway, all right. That's
look,
how
we now we've realised we're talking about it before. We need some good news stories.
We need some cheering up.
We do. Cheer us up.
It's been a tough weekend for the two of us.
It has.
And we're good people.
We
deserve better than that. Do you have any information, a news story, or something that's going on in the world that may cheer us up and get us out of this funk?
Give us a smile.
Help
or a
us.
Laugh.
Come on. This is a community service.
Come
133353. It could be anything at all. We'll do it on the other side of this. Give us a hoy.
Come on. Time to cheer Jane and Mick up. 133353.
Lemo's just turned up. He looks like he's going to a funeral.
Who knows? Hey, we're here thanks to Crossray Barbecues. The only barbecue you'll ever need is a Crossray. See the range at Harvey Norman.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Chris Brown's going to join us a little later. Limo coming in as well.
That'll cheer you up.
That's what you need, isn't it?
That's what we're asking if you can cheer us up. We've both had very, very bad weekends. Yeah. Our team's lost and we're sooking up.
Spectacularly.
They blew up. Yep. And we are still in Sookie La La mode. And Dr. Brown, though, one of your favourites.
Yep, he'll
generally
give me a cuddle.
Puts a spring in your step.
Yeah, he does.
Fills a few blanks for you, doesn't he?
Like what? Let's not.
I mean, you've got. We'll do it all the time. Can you cheer us up? Okay. David's on the line. David, got anything?
Guys, yeah. Big Tiger had a win today.
Okay.
Now, I know that makes Mick really happy.
It does make me happy.
It does. That was the best thing to happen to
your
weekend.
That's the best thing to happen. Where were you when I texted? Your husband and I play golf a bit.
Yeah.
So I was sitting at home watching the third round live when Tiger birdied six of the first seven holes, and I texted you. I think had you just got off the red eye?
Yes. Did you text me?
I texted Rob.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, he'd text straight back.
He did text straight back.
Because that made him happy.
Have we got some of the scenes? Now, we were talking about this. This will be the greatest comeback, and everyone loves a comeback in sport.
And you've been waiting for this moment, haven't you?
I've been waiting for this. Now, it'll only be fully realised when he wins a major, but have a listen to this. This is his first win in 3 years.
Okay.
He's at East Lakes Golf Course. This is the culminating event of the tour.
Yeah.
And have a listen to the crowd on the 18th.
You have made some incredible walks in this sport. Never seen anything like this in all the years we've been together, here at East Lake especially. What was it like coming up 18? What is it like now hearing all these people chant your name?
I mean, I was having a hard time not crying coming up last hole, you know? But I said, hey, you know what? I could still blade this thing out of bounds. So let's just suck it up and just hit some shots here. And once I got the ball on the green, then I gave Joey a high five because it was done. I can handle that from there.
That is excellent news.
Excellent news. You know, I saw him play his last hole at Victoria Golf Club
before it happened
in Melbourne. You remember his whole thing blew up in Melbourne. He played the last hole, it won the tournament, got on a plane. I think he was off to Hong Kong or somewhere.
Yeah.
Before that plane had landed, that news had broke. So when he got off that plane, he walked into a different world,
I must say, I've seen him play too. I know at one stage I was encouraged to say, you've got to see this guy play.
And
really, it is amazing.
All right, there you go.
I've got something that makes me happy. It's a good story. Because, you know, he's able to. He's got divorced, you know, recently. And it's Andrew O'Keefe. Andrew never lets us down with his benders, you know. He goes out.
What's he done?
He has a good night out.
What's he done?
Well, he's gone to Tassie. He's pashed a chick when he just met her.
But has he had a 48-hour bender?
He's gone on a 48-hour. Well, one in Tassie and one in Brisbane.
He's had a better weekend.
He's had a better weekend than we have.
Well,
judging by the photos I see.
Yes.
That are pretty ripe.
And what does it say?
Oh, it says...
Wasn't there one about a bathtub? What's that
about? Oh, yes. Let me just...
There's a picture.
That was in the paper. There was in a bathtub eating a pie, and then the girl was in there and he was about to give her a smack on the bot.
You know, when I heard that story and heard it was a game show host, I was really hoping it was Eddie McGuire.
I don't think it would be.
That would have made me really happy if it had been Ed. Yeah.
What I love is Andrew's always up for a pose. So what's he doing there?
He's got his nipple out.
Yeah, he's just touching his nipple, and she's lifted up her top, and they're in a lift. It's all a bit of good fun, but you know what? That put a spring in my
good
step.
Good times.
Good times, Andrew.
All around.
Love that.
Mark, got any good news for us?
Summer is coming, Mickey.
Summer is coming. Yeah, what's that involve, though?
Yeah, but then we got to be skinny. And that's depressing now.
It's not even depressed me again.
Sorry.
What's good about summer, Mark? Hello, Mark.
Daylight savings, late nights, Corona weekends.
Yeah. Beers in the sun.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
It's pretty good.
At the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All thanks, Mark. That's good.
Now I think about it.
Okay, let's go to Bobby.
Yeah.
Hi, Bobby.
Bobby.
Yeah, g'day, Jane. How are you, Mick?
Yeah,
he's all right.
Good news.
Well, mate, the way I look at it, if Collingwood actually wins the grand final, which we hope...
What are you doing?
He does, to me don't, right?
Yep.
But the Storm will win the following day.
The Storm are cheering me up.
There you go.
The Melbourne Storm, the grand final.
The Storm will take the gloss off Collingwood.
Storm are cheering me up. That was the one thing. That's why I'm going to wear my Storm jumper all week.
That's a good idea.
That's what I'm going to do.
Right.
There is a cloud, though, hanging over the Storm, and that's the Billy Slater shoulder charge.
Oh, no.
We're going to speak to Robbie Kearns from Melbourne Storm a little later on and get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
This is, you know, it's not, I never pretend that it's my game where I know the complete ins and outs of, or I'm an aficionado, but it looked innocuous to me.
Me too.
Is that just as a Storm fan?
No, that's as a Storm fan. And you want a fairy tale ending to Billy's career. That's what we want.
No, we want a fairy tale ending. You go out in a high. If there's the powers that be running that sport have any sense of a fairy tale.
They're very fair. They're very fair.
Yeah, no, they've never been harsh on the Storm in the past.
That's true.
Hey, here's a good story.
Thanks for your calls, everyone.
Clues. Well, I like this. Where did it go?
Which one's this?
Here's a good one. A baby meerkat stolen from Perth Zoo has been found.
Oh, that's good news.
Is that good?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good story.
Yeah, because meerkats are cool.
They are.
On the downside, a snake with two heads has also been found.
Well.
That's not good.
Let's ask Dr. Chris about that when we talk to him.
I could get you on both testicles.
Hey. All right, see, you're getting back to normal.
He's coming back.
Well, keep taking your calls. 1-333-5-3. No, I'm not happy
enough. Cheer us up, everyone.
Cheer us up. Come on. Good news.
By the way, you might also, if you're picked by Mick and Jane, go on the standby list to win a trip for you and a mate to see Slash live at the Hollywood Palladium.
That'll cheer us up.
Indeed. You can also enter online at kennedymalloy.com.au. But come on. 1-333-5-3. Cheer us up.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Limo will be joining us soon, Mick.
Very funny, mate.
I'm trying to make you laugh.
You're a barrel of laughs.
I'm trying to get you up on your toes again. I don't like a flat,
you're not getting
Mick.
One of those today.
Don't like it.
Hey, you know what we've got? Whitney has brought some sausage rolls in for us.
Come in here, Whitney.
Our producer.
Get Whitney.
She's handmade some.
Super sweet.
To cheer us all up, she's spent the weekend making some sausage rolls.
What are they?
Thank you.
They're homemade sausage rolls.
Did you make them yourself?
Absolutely.
Not cheering me up.
Aww. What do you mean? Have you even tried one?
No.
Go on.
The only thing I haven't tried. No, I'm not into it. You can go now.
She's baked them all weekend.
You're not into it.
Oh, by the way, leave the sausage rolls. the sausage rolls,
hey,
Whitney.
Hey, he's coming back.
He's coming
it's
back.
He's back, almost.
Right. Thanks, Whitney.
Thanks for that. It's hard to get everybody back on board, isn't it? Let's go to some callers to see if they can...
You know what else makes me happy?
What?
The idea that Bert and Ernie are gay. I don't know why.
Makes me happy too. And that they had such a long relationship.
They're so largely monogamous, they appear to me. They seem happy.
Sure.
They're both wearing stripy tops.
Unless we don't know something about the Cookie Monster.
He knows what he's up to.
Not sure about that eyebrow either, Bert. Probably fuck those.
Hey, mate.
No, I'm just saying.
What are you saying? That's why you're thinking they're not gay, because they're not they're not manscaped properly.
Well,
Good on them. I hope they're happy.
As
long as everyone's happy and no one's hurting anyone. Isn't that the idea?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Bear that in mind.
All right.
They're on there.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go to Sean. Hi, Sean.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, really good. Tell us something that'll make at least Mick happy.
All right. Firstly, I'm a Melbourne supporter.
Okay.
So feel the pain.
Mm.
Secondly, the Cleveland Browns got their first win in 635 days in the NFL.
So what?
the best part of that, Mick, was the beer company Bud Light made a deal that if Cleveland won, they'd put free beer across Cleveland.
Oh.
And the whole city of Cleveland got free beer.
Well, hey, Sean, you
got a smile from him.
That
so
cheering me up.
He's
I
coming
think
back.
That might be a...
Oh, you think...
I think so.
Yeah.
Sean, you're on the standby list to see Slash.
Oh, that's epic, guys. That is absolutely awesome. Thank you.
Good on you, Sean.
Now, maybe CUB could do that in Melbourne. Tigers lost. Everyone gets free beer. What about that?
I think it's win.
I've got some pull there.
I think it's win. That seems to be how it should go in
a... Well, Tigers had their first loss.
Yeah, in a PR sense, you'd think winning's better to go with. Let's go to John.
Yeah, we want to cheer people up.
Hey, guys.
That's that's what alcohol's for.
John, what's your news to make us happier?
Well, hopefully this is going to cheer you both up. I know you've been talking a lot about this in recent weeks. Chautauqua, the magnificent grey, has finally left the stalls.
Yes. No way! that does cheer me up. Now, is this at a trial or in a race or what happened?
This is in a race at Flemington on Friday morning.
Oh, can we get the... We've got to be able to find that.
Yes. I'll put the gang onto something.
A Flemington race on Friday morning? I don't think they do they?
Actually, that sounds weird, Flemington racing. Anyway, well, it's good news if Chautauqua actually got out.
Was it a trial?
Could be.
It must have been a trial.
All right.
John, we will try it. There will be footage of it, and we will try and get it. John, if that's true, you might go in the running. If it's true, that would be good news. Let him go.
All right, then. You're on the standby list as well there, John. Congratulations, mate. Good luck.
Thank you so much. That's exciting.
All right, John. Well, we'll check that out. We'll check that out.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Mick. G'day, the other fella. How are you going?
It's Dave. Yeah, dangerous right. Dave. Always dangerous. Yeah,
you can be rude to him. What is it, mate? What do you got?
Well, Mick, I'm feeling your pain, but think about the poor bloke that's somewhere in Australia that has a tiger on his arm for premiers for 2017, and he jumped the gun and he put 2018 on.
No.
No, he didn't. Do you know this for a fact?
God. Don't
know him, but it's all over the Facebook, mate. It's hilarious.
That makes me laugh. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, mate.
That is ridiculous. What is wrong with people? Oh, sorry. They're Richmond supporters. Okay. Oh, that made me laugh again. Woo, I'm on a roll.
We turn on each other now, aren't we?
No, I'm feeling good.
Sausage rolls aren't hot. It should be hot.
We don't have an oven.
We don't have an oven here. Hello, Jacko.
Jane,
sounds like
an idiot. God, I don't think so. Jacko, you got good news?
Yes, mate. The Warialik Tigers have made the grand final. We won the prelim on Saturday. We're playing on Friday, Mick, so you can come along in your Richmond gear, mate.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can beat Wandon.
Are you the same colours?
I'll meet you there.
Yeah, exactly like Richmond.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, that's good news, Jacko. Well done. Thanks for that. Anthony.
Hello, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good. What's your news?
Mick, don't be disappointed, mate, on your Tigers, because the Albury Tigers got up over the weekend against Wang Magpies, mate.
Wow. Who's our Albury station, Dave?
That's a Triple M in Albury?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah. Hey, Anthony, thanks for that. See, Tigers are getting up and winning their preliminary finals.
Lou and Matt for breakfast.
Seventh flag in 10 years.
Oh, well done. Well, they're hogging it.
Thanks, Anthony.
No free beer for you. All right.
Let's see what Geordie's got to say. G'day, Geordie.
How are you guys?
Yeah,
we're good. I just want to say, you guys need to cheer up because how good have Australians been to all these strawberry farmers over the last week?
Yes.
Sabotage stuff like, and look at the other hosts like Marto the Moon Man and that. They went and bought like a truckload of strawberries and handed them out for free. And how many Aussies were happy to eat them? We need to be like totally happy for the fact that the Australian public is backing our farmers.
Are you strawberry shaming us?
Geordie, you're just a bit too happy for my life. There's too much cheeriness going on.
I had a really good Monday.
Marto bought strawberries.
Why did he go and kiss Marto? Even Moon Man. What did the Moon Man do? What did he do?
Oh, he just come up here and told us that we suck from Melbourne. But apart from that...
I told everyone to eat strawberries. I took a photo and I ate a few, chopped them up.
I would have accepted a strawberry on the weekend. I would have accepted it willingly.
Oh, see, you're making me laugh, Mickey.
That's funny.
All right.
Okay, we've got enough calls for the time being. Thanks, everyone.
We're coming back with Limo.
Apparently he's got a list of things to make you happy.
No,
as well.
That'll be good.
Well.
Sounds sus.
All right.
You'll be joining us right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Friend of the show, it's Limo.
Hey. Hello, mate. How are you? You're not getting a Limo today.
No, you're not.
I can't do it.
There's a little spring in my step. Everyone, I've got brought some good news in for you guys.
Have you? Okay.
Can I just point out your team was beaten by both of our sides?
Yeah.
So, in the finals.
There we go. Yeah, so I've got...
But don't go on about it.
I won't bang on about it too much.
All right, what have we got?
I've been drying my tears with the flags from our three-peat. Now, what about this? Numerous studies have shown, including very recent studies, that red wine is good for you. Can we lean on that?
Jane, that's...
That's good news.
That's very good news. It's good news.
Excellent. And chocolate's good for you as well.
You should put out a health video.
Hey,
just,
I
just
think
you sitting there drinking red wine.
Sitting on a bed, propped up with pillows behind me and a fluffy gown.
With your makeup all over yourself.
Yes. Yeah. I like it.
There we go.
Here's Jane's health fitness workout video.
Chomp.
On a couch.
Glug, glug, glug.
Oh, you got Jane.
Just eating your emotions.
Yes, that's me.
Yes.
All right. Totally. Well, I like the sound of that. All right, what about this? The Predator sequel's out. Looks amazing.
I'll have to go and see the first. I never saw the first.
Okay, all right. What about
he's Predator the line that says if it bleeds, you can kill it?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what about this? Peter, have you seen the video? The Animal Protection Organization.
Be careful.
They rescued a puppy in North Carolina from a balcony. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, that's seen the video. Yes, that makes me happy.
That's
no.
like the meerkat they found. They found a meerkat in Perth that was lost.
And they rowed the boat up and the dog's on the lunch.
Oh, I love that.
Beautiful. Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. That'll put a little smile on your face.
Thank you.
Hey, and if none of that works, just think back to last week. How we heard Stormy Daniels' description of Donald Trump. Now, if that doesn't make you smile, nothing will.
You've done your best. We appreciate the effort. Now you look. What are you going to a funeral? Where are you off to tonight? You look terrible.
I'm off to the Richmond Football Club. There's a funeral there.
Okay, turn his mic off. Thanks for coming.
I'm off to the Brownlow Medal tonight. And can I tell you what a joy?
Are you a wag?
Well, I am a wag. I'm going as a plus one.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Right. I am. But, Jane, can I tell you, this must be infuriating. I've had this suit for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I wear it twice a year and just pop it on. And it just made me think the joys of being a bloke. I've had the same tie and the same suit.
Oh, yeah, so you don't have to frock up.
You don't have to frock up.
Because the Dully M's are on as well, the Brownlow's on, and all the girls. That's the whole. I mean, everything is going. We're going to be bombarded by outfits in the next week, so stand by.
I think girls kind of enjoy that, don't they, mate? Going and buying a dress and trying it on and have everyone go, wow, you look great.
Some women do who are genetically blessed and who don't eat.
I can't think of anything worse. When you dress up as a woman, who do you dress up for? Do you dress up for yourself, for your friends, or for your partner?
Other women.
You dress up for other women.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Because my wife could have worn the same. I don't know. She might only have one dress. I've got no idea.
Yeah, I know.
She could have worn
the
same dress.
Well, there you go. That's what I mean.
Every time we've gone out.
But you came in here. You just showed off, didn't you? I'm wearing the same suit I've worn for the last 10 years. I was fit as I was when I was 10 years ago. Did you just
humble
say
brag.
That?
Humble brag. Oh, that's
someone's getting paranoid.
Humble brag.
That's a shocker, Lima.
But hey, you look about the same shape you're in when I...
What are you saying? I've always been a fat prick.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't like you sometimes.
You look great. You look great. For you, you look great.
Careful, Lemo. He's
thin ice.
He's fragile.
Here we go, mate.
Thin
ice. You know what you're doing? Today. You're kicking a puppy in the face today. I'm on the ground.
You couldn't
I'm defenseless. Have a go, mate. What else? Get out of your system. What else you want to say? Have a free hit. You'll get nothing back across the net today. This is as good as it's ever going to get.
Why don't we go to a song?
Okay.
When we come back from the song, have a good old thing.
I came into this break meaning to put a pep in everyone's
thing. Give us something to go out with.
Look, we've had 28 years of consistent economic growth in this country. Come on!
You are
struggling,
dude. Okay. I appreciate the effort.
Guys,
can you hang around?
Hey, Jimmy Barnes is in town. He's singing on the weekend.
Yes, all right. That's there you go.
We're back. All right, more with Limo after this.
Your new way to drive home.
A doctor will be in the house in about 15 minutes when Dr. Chris Brown joins the show. But we're lucky enough to have Limo with us right now. Kennedy Malloy.
Chris Brown hosting. Have you been paying attention?
He is indeed. Tommy G's away, so Chris has gone into the hosting.
It'd be hard to tell them apart. If you hadn't mentioned it, no one would have known.
I know, it's
they
uncanny.
Just would have thought.
That's what I love.
Tommy's what's something different about Tommy tonight. Is that a new suit?
In fact, now that you mention it, has anyone ever seen them in the same room together?
Honestly, it makes me laugh.
It's like a Clark Kent.
Yeah, I know. We'll look forward
Superman.
To that. And Santo's on tonight too.
Santo.
Anything could happen. Before you go on, Lemo, I just want to say I'd received a letter some weeks ago to this station.
Oh, this will cheer me up.
And,
I know about this.
It's from Dr. Bernie McCluskey. He's an orthopaedic surgeon in South Australia.
Okay. Hello to everyone in Adelaide.
Jane, just a reminder, if you're about to list a string of compliments, there's only 14 minutes before we hit the hour.
Well, you know, it's interesting letter, and it's, it says that, you know...
It's great letter. It's feedback.
It's feedback on some of your stand-up. Now,
thanks for doing this live on air too, guys.
Oh, there you go. This is great. All right, well, he heard that you were doing a late-night show, and you said you've got a show coming up the next day, but the tickets were running out, so quickly get onto it.
He says, no, I think the key phrase is there's a few tickets left.
There's a few tickets left. All right. So he goes, God, I better get onto this. Surprisingly, he was able to get for his whole family. Tickets were available.
How fortunate you would
think. That was fortunate.
I'm about to be horribly exposed here.
Yeah. So they turn up to the venue and, and first row is pretty full. Yeah. They were in the second row,
right.
And really no one behind them at all.
Now, this happens on occasion in the lead up to a festival. We're all doing triads.
And it was some years ago, to be, you know.
Right.
Let's just put it that way. I'm sure you'd fill a room big time.
Please, Jane, go on.
Anyway.
Was it in the 90s?
So you start, apparently, and Dr. McCluskey thinks to make up for the lack of people, he might overcompensate with his laughter.
Yeah.
Right.
And help you along. All hands on deck.
Yeah. And the rest of his family were a bit embarrassed by his wild laughter at everything you're apparently saying. And you were apparently very funny.
Okay, good.
There's the good news.
This is good. Alrighty, let's play a song.
No, there's more. You see, what you did after his, you know, very loud
overcompensation.
You apparently looked at him and said, why don't you just F off? Which doesn't sound like
you.
Doesn't sound like you.
This is cheering me up. This story is really cheering me
up. Well, Doc's wife was horrified, as were the children. They go, shut up, Dad. Let him do what he wants to do.
I mean, it's a real, it's a sign of... and comedian not being in a great mood if they tell people who are laughing to shut up.
It is a sign.
This happens from time to time, and it reminds me of my. It's still my favourite gig that you, me, and
Rosie,
Adam Rosenbach, did together. What was the place?
It was the.
It was the opening night of a comedy club at Santa Fe, the old Santa Fe.
It was a pub in the city. Yes,
in the city, and it was the opening night, and Rosie went on first. And we knew from the get-go, this is flat as a tack. There's just nothing happening here. When he started dropping his A-grade material in the opening break, we're all cooked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, it didn't get any better. And can I say this, that what was hilarious to us, and we often reference this gig, is the only laughter you could hear in that room all night was the other two comedians at the back of the room laughing at how bad you were going.
And we weren't laughing at the jokes.
God, it's still the high water mark. We often...
These people, it's almost like, at one point I honestly thought we were being set up for a gotcha TV show. Like it was that bad.
I was looking at the cameras.
And I did the same thing as you did, which was there was a guy who'd flown down from Queensland to see me, and he was laughing up, and I'm just turning at him going, is that right, mate? Hey, mate, are you pulling the piss, are you, mate?
Well, there's a lesson for anyone going to see any comics. Yeah,
Riverland? No, not Riverland. What was it called?
No laughter, please.
No laughter. That's the last thing you want, guys.
Was it the Portland?
Portland Hotel, the opening night.
Oh, boys.
We've often said we're going to go back and do it again and do it properly.
We need to revisit it at some point. Hey, one more thing that'll put a smile on Mickey's face.
All right.
If I remind you about the time at Fool's Festival that someone threw a full beer can at me.
Yeah.
Hit me in the ribs.
See, you're good sports.
That's someone who, that was a very,
And might I say, you have put a smile back on Mickey's face.
Yeah.
For people who haven't heard that before, the reason it hurt so much, aside from being a full can of beer, is that as soon as it happened, I knew that the queue for beer tickets was 2 hours long.
And you can only get two.
I thought, how much does that bloke hate me?
He must have hated you.
All right, it's worked. Sure. I'm back, buddy.
He's back.
Hey, Limo, we'll love to find out what happens at the Brownlow Medal. I'd love to
and
get a full report, please, and the Dally M as well.
I'll make some notes.
All right.
Mate. Have a good one. Your bloke's going to win it.
I will leave you with, is that Tommy G who's just wandered in?
Yeah.
Mix-up.
All right, thanks, guys.
Limo on Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick's still trying to cheer each of us up off air, and it's, you know. Yeah,
that one went a bit askew.
It did go
I got a couple for you. By the way, Chris Brown coming up immediately after the news. That'll cheer Jane up no end.
Of course it will.
Have you been paying attention?
We'll cheer everyone up.
Yeah, well. I've got a few leading questions to ask him. I want to ask him about the bees.
Oh, yeah.
I want to ask him about the bees at the cricket. Why are they? Do they hate sport? Like, what are they doing? Everywhere you go now, there's a bee just...
It'll be something in the grass.
What are they, attention seekers?
Nah, something
in the
grass.
They represent life. Bees, we couldn't live without them.
Yeah, well,
I couldn't.
I could.
I'm going to
smack a hive with a big stick. I'm that upset today.
Actually, that'd be terrific. Why don't you give that a try?
And apparently they're trying panda porn now with the Adelaide pandas. I'm sure he's across it. He's probably providing it.
Careful what you say.
He can hear you.
Oh, can he? All right, well, we'll be speaking to him very shortly. Good luck tonight, and have you been paying attention? Big shoes to fill, Tommy G.
Not really.
It's hardly hurts. The bar's not set very high, is it? As long as he doesn't swear, he should be fine. Hey, here's some stories that are trying to cheer me up.
What's that?
Her lifelong vegetarian became physically sick after chomping on a pizza that was smothered in ham.
Why did the vegetarian eat a pizza smothered with ham? Who knows? What is that, a joke or real?
He didn't know.
If it's smothered in ham.
Oh, Jane.
What's wrong? A vegetarian's stupid. Is that what you're saying?
Vegetarians are stupid, and I hope they will get meat poisoning. The only good vegetarian is one who's got meat poisoning.
Okay, you've got to take that back.
No, they are sallow people. Their skin is pale. They don't look healthy.
He's back.
And they're permanently angry.
All right, Dave.
They're angry.
Okay. Let's go.
Have you ever met a vegetarian who's not angry?
Never.
There you go. Or judgmental. Or slightly irritated. Or a green. Votes green.
God, I hope your next girlfriend's vegan.
Hey, listen to this. This cheers me up too. Italian fashion label, GCDS, have sent models down the runway with three breasts. Look at the picture.
I can see it.
Oh, baby. It's like Christmas. You wouldn't know what to grab. You need a third hand. Look at this.
I think they all need nipple covers.
Well, how's that? That's cheering me up.
It is?
That's a very good-looking woman coming down a runway with three breasts.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
Hey.
Don't like it. Two is hard enough to maintain. At the same level.
You're looking at it from a maintenance view. I'm looking at it from a...
An even Steven point of view. How do you get three in the one line?
They've missed the opportunity for a wet T-shirt there on that one, which would have been
all right.
The best.
I think you need to calm down a bit. Yeah. I think you need to just go and have a cup of tea.
I was cheered up.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Dave, over to you.
All right. Dr. Chris Brown next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
All right, we're getting back on deck. We're starting to feel slightly better than
That's
we did.
Better.
It was very hard to begin this show.
Very soft,
all good news coming down the pike in this hour, of course. Melbourne Storm.
Well,
we're
that's exciting that. For all Melbourne Storm fans, except we've got to find out whether Billy Slater's
is
through
in
tomorrow
or
night at the tribunal's
meeting.
We're going
to speak to Robbie Cairns.
Okay.
About his chances.
A friend of ours and the show, Nick Cody,
this
he had a baby,
news.
And we were trying to think of
it's
names.
Kind of cheering me up.
Yeah, and we'll let you know what he chose.
They had a baby
name,
over the weekend. A big discussion on this show about what name it should be. We'll see if he went with anything our listeners suggested.
Well, yeah.
I'm guessing not. And something now to cheer you up, Jane. Of course, hosting Have You Been Paying Attention tonight? Big shoes to fill. Tommy G, here is the man.
Who doesn't love the chiseled jawline of Dr. Chris Brown?
To infinity. And beyond!
He's made a career of caring for our pets, torturing our celebrities, and flirting with our Julia Morris.
I had to sort of keep him at an arm's distance.
I think the professionals call it Stockholm Syndrome.
Cheers!
Cheers.
It might be all creatures great and small, but for Chris, it possibly doesn't include insects.
What happened then?
Fly.
Sure it was.
I was going to say, please welcome the Bondi Vet, but maybe best not to mention the wall.
You can't be the Bondi Vet if you don't live in Bondi.
So, please welcome Dr. Chris Brown.
Oh, what a welcome.
Let's not go there today.
Let's
I don't want to talk about Bondi.
Don't.
You're not the Bondi vet.
He's a Belarus vet.
Last time we spoke to you, Chris Brown, of course.
It's
welcome,
true.
Chris.
Hey, Chris.
We were talking to you about the Dave's dog's testicles.
Yes.
And whether he should get nudicles. Do you remember that? And you were in Belarus, and I think we got cut off halfway through that.
I think it was the phone company intervening over how I was spending my data charges, to be fair. Not wisely.
Now, we were talking about nudicles, and these, of course, are fake testicles to make dogs feel better once you got the chop. And what I didn't know, which you've only just informed me, is you have to do it at the time. You can't afterwards go, I feel like there's something missing there, because you were saying your dog was sad and
it was.
And lonely. You're saying, Chris, you have to do it at the actual time?
There's no retrospective here. You have to be decisive, and because there's only that space available for a short window, and then quickly the body fills up that space.
So it's like a transplant. You've got to have the heart in the esky ready to go.
Ready and raring to go. You're hot off the postal service direct from the US, where they, not surprisingly, come from. But, there is an art to it, and if we miss the window, we miss the window.
Can I ask you, now when you're showing dogs, is it okay to have nudicles? Because they're pretty strict about what the dog's requirements. Is nudicles out?
Mickey, you can't even say the word nudicles the show ring. It is a very, very bad word. I have some experience in this. I was actually one of the show vets at the Royal Easter Show.
Got you get around, Chris.
The Royal Easter Show in Sydney.
Yeah.
It is.
And you were the on-course vet. And so do you have to check for nudicles?
Well, it's one of the many things you do check for because, look, there's to be
I
no
I have girlfriends who do that, by the way.
When you say that, you're actually using your hands to, I don't know why you have to.
Yeah. But there is a technique to it. Mickey's right. I mean,
please don't do it, Chris, because I don't want my idea of you.
You've got to warm the hand, obviously, before you approach. And it's very acceptable in the show ring for the vet to walk up and give a gentle caress of the rear wheels and just make sure that everything is not rubber, basically, if you know what I mean.
That dog is not howling at the moon.
But that is obviously a very obvious way of enhancing your dog's appearance. People use anti-inflammatories as well to make sure they have a nice strut in the show ring. But if you reckon that is remarkable, wait until you see what happens in the dairy cow section.
But what are you talking about? The dairy section?
What has to look pumped in dairy? Like, what has to look good?
Well, what do dairy cows produce?
Milk.
They produce milk. Now, a full udder is
like
obviously
a big boob.
It's like
a big can.
So part of your responsibilities as the on-course vet is to not just assess whether the udder is a little too full for what it should be. You have to
fondle
the udder.
Please don't tell me you suck it.
But no.
Oh, James. Okay, James.
Oh, I'm the one in bad taste, and you're both talking about fondling dog's balls.
We're trying to keep it professional, James. All right.
You actually have to
ultrasound the udder, and what you're looking for is people inject water into the udder to fill it up.
No.
Like butchers do with the meat.
Yeah, exactly. And then put little wax cups over the opening of the udder to make sure it doesn't leak out.
Wow.
And so you have to ultrasound because the milk separates out from the water, and then you can see the two layers and that udder is artificially enhanced.
Fake
and they are out of the ring.
Has anyone ever gone udder enhancement, like a fake breast? Has everyone put a big silicone, like the size of a Sharon? Well,
not if Chris is the vet on course. He'll find it out. He'll feel it. And
full commitment to the job. I mean,
you are one committed vet, Chris.
Wow. Pluto of the show ring. I'm if I sniff out a lead, I'm onto it with both hands.
I bet you your cow, because we've both got cows, Kennedy and Malloy now,
who is a dairy
farmer who we bought cows off. I bet you yours has got a fake udder.
I bet you it hasn't. you speak of my cows' udders like that?
I've got an opening at 3 o'clock tomorrow. I'll be there.
You're going to go down and molest Kennedy.
I think I just got goosebumps.
I didn't even do the hand gesture. I held back.
Hey, Chris, I'm going to have to, on that note, I'm going to have to tell everyone to calm the farm. You hold your fire. We're going to come back and talk to you more.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Kennedy Malloy.
Dr. Chris Brown, by the way, hosting Have You Been Paying Attention tonight, 8:30 on 10 and the Win Network. He's our special guest
bring,
in studio.
Bring your A game. They can get nasty, that bunch.
Well, you
that's
know,
all I'm saying.
What's
I hope not.
What's reassuring is it's certainly a show that really respects its hosts.
Having been in that spot before as like a fill-in host, Chris, I know it's like an onslaught, and I was really nervous doing it. But were you nervous? Were you nervous about it?
I mean, it's basically like anticipate like reading all the negative comments on social media, only having them
don't read
in front
them.
Of
that's
your
my
life.
Advice.
You'll be right. Yeah. You can't be worse than Tom. That's all I'm saying. Hey, listen, we were talking
it's like
about
they raised the desk.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see the two of you together. Imagine that sound. It'd be like a twins style project. Now, listen, we were talking about the Royal Easter Show and the enhancement of animals. It reminded me of a story that came across my desk. 12 camels were disqualified from a beauty contest for having plastic surgery. Now, this is huge stuff in Riyadh, Saudi. They have for big money these camel shows. They have in the area of $10 million Australian prize money, and the big one is a big lip. And they were, and 12 camels were disqualified after the discovery of Botox. So in the lips, a big injection.
Because they're pretty big anyway, those lips, aren't they?
I've just been punched in the face. Look,
yeah.
I would have thought a collagen would be more useful than your Botox. No one wants a droopy lip.
Yes.
Well, that's what's required.
That is required.
That is a coveted look in the world of camels.
And there would be a reason. I mean, the long lip enables the camel to eat more because each mouthful is actually bigger because the lip like reaches out and grabs the
what
food.
What do camels eat?
Well, they're herbivores ultimately. Herbivores.
Oh,
so they eat your grassy materials, much like Kennedy and Malloy.
And I believe one of them was kicked out for having a fake hump. So there it goes.
Hey, we were talking about something before. You're going to bring up the bees.
I wanted to ask you about the bees.
Yes.
Now, the bees, which this is happening too often for my liking.
I know, Mickey.
This is a big one-day clash, New South Wales, one-day cup match against Victoria. The bees hit the ground. Everyone has to hit the deck. Now, this has happened a number of times at sporting venues. Is there a reason why this is a new phenomenon?
The reason it's happening at cricket grounds and sporting arenas seem to be a very common one.
Yep.
And what is happening, I suspect, is that the hive that they're basing themselves in is getting knocked over. So it's they're putting it into a grandstand. Some groundskeepers coming along and getting rid of it. And then once the queen of any hive is dislodged,
a bit like our office.
Well, I was about to say, I can relate to that.
once Jane or the queen bee is dislodged, the entire hive will follow wherever the queen goes. And the reason that bees are generally congregating around sporting grounds is there's a lot of grass and a lot of trees nearby. Yeah. So that's obviously where they're getting their nectar from to make the honey. So it's bee habitat central. And the hive's been dislodged, and all the bees are trying to find a new spot for their honey.
Are they swarming because they're angry? They're saying, get out.
They're like you on Saturday morning,
just
Mickey.
Loose.
Lost and alone, looking for direction in their life, looking for some bright spot.
So some mornings I would love to have woken up and the only thing I remember is a swarm of bees.
Hang on. Okay. Well, right, speaking of that, speaking of panda porn, Adelaide Zoo, as we know, have had a problem with their breeding program for pandas.
Haven't they had a problem with their
breeding
program?
Well, I know.
It's such a disappointment.
What is amazing is that the panda has such a brief window of fertility. It's just 36 hours a year.
Mate, I would be waiting for that. I'd have that day marked in my calendar. I wouldn't be out with the lads. You'd be going, hey, it's time. Whackada, whackada. That would have been a non-stop hump fest.
Unfortunately, they didn't get it on in that time period, and they want them to get together. Are you familiar with the whole story of this couple?
I know these two pandas, I was going to say intimately.
Maybe you should get in there, Chris.
If only one of them did. Look, Wong Wong, it's not Wang Wang. They don't like being called Wang Wang.
Yep.
It's Wang Wang.
Wong Wong and Foonie, they've been trying to get it on for, I think it's 5 or 6 years now.
Yep.
It's just not happening.
The challenge with your panda is that the reason they only come on heat for about 36 hours for that window is that Their diet is bamboo, right?
Yeah.
Bamboo is one of the lowest nutritional value foods out there. So they don't actually have a lot of residual energy to put into breeding.
Oh, that's why they're so lazy.
That's why they're so lazy. Yeah, so they don't really get a lot of protein or, you know, they're not on your Bondi-based, you know, Fitspo diets. They're not really looking after themselves. So they condense it to this one little window. The problem is, though, that your panda is so lazy. I've seriously been in that very zoo with Wong Wong and Foony when they've been doing the pre-breeding workouts with Wong Wong or Wang Wang. And his biggest weakness, the reason he can't actually get it on, he doesn't have the strength. His core, they've been doing sit-ups with him.
I offered to push his bottom up and down. I offered to the head of the...
You did. You said you'll go over there and do it.
I said, I'll go over there and I'll push his bottom up and down if that helps to get him across the line.
So he hasn't got the energy.
They're actually doing a workout with him, a core-based workout to build up the strength. So if he actually does bother to even raise the head,
hilarious.
To even get up on all fours and have a crack.
And a window of 36 hours when the woman's on heat. Usually it takes 2 or 3 years in a relationship to get to that point.
Well, I've had 5.
That's what women say.
That's until you have to get to your 36-hour window.
Yeah, right.
Which usually involves about 2.5 bottles of Chardonnay.
Oh, well, look, let's wish them luck for the next. It's got to take another year, does it?
Was there some porn? Were they going to show them some panda porn?
They have been looking at that and as a way of, I guess, showing them how. That there's some concern they maybe don't even know how. Or
does that involve David Attenborough?
Yeah. Here we go. Put that right there. Yes, she seems to be loving that.
The alternative is they go that the Chinese method, which is don't draw your own conclusions around what that is, Mickey. But in China, a lot of their panda keepers get dressed up in panda suits, and the pandas can't actually tell the difference. And so maybe next year, Mickey, they may be able to find a suit for you. They could use sort of the actual, you know, three-dimensional viewing of this method.
That'd be a dangerous job. That'd be a dangerous job. I would have thought. When you said the panda method, I thought, what? Kill your firstborn unless it's a boy.
Yeah. So you made me laugh again. That's good. Put me in a good mood, Mick.
Now, listen, we've got to go. Hey, great. Thanks for swinging by. Talk to Chris Brown. And hey,
Chris, good luck tonight.
Have fun tonight.
Oh, thank you. I'm off to do it now, and you've trained me up.
Get on the front foot with that light. Yeah.
Don't take
any rubbish from Sam Pang, will you?
Sam Pang's zero. An idiot. Zero tolerance.
Sam
zero
Pang's
tolerance.
Got a glass jaw. Get into him.
Yeah, I've sensed a few weaknesses already. Don't you worry about that.
Thanks for swinging by, mate. We really appreciate it.
Good on you, Chris. Cheers.
Chris Brown. This is Kennedy Malloy. Well, we were saying we needed ways to cheer ourselves up. We've had a bad weekend. Not everyone's had a bad weekend. Some people have had a good one. Remember Nick Cody on our show a week or two ago?
Yep.
He came on and he was on the cusp of having a child.
Yeah. First child.
First child, and you could see he was a bit jumpy. There was a sense of anticipation in the air and impending doom too, possibly. I don't know. It's hard to read.
What's the great unknown when you're being parents for the first time? You don't know what to expect, especially from, you know, the birth time, you know, what happens and goes on.
And we were trying to come up with a name to help him out.
We were.
Can we play a clip of the last time Nick was on the show? Go old school. Keith.
Keith
or a Gordon.
Or a Ray.
Gordon. Gordo.
Warwick.
Warwick.
I think of him names that will mean you will never be Pope.
Yeah, Pope, Gordon,
Pope,
Warwick.
Pope Trevor. Pope Keith. Pope. Michael's on the line. Michael.
Tiger Hendricks.
Well, that's pretty
cool.
Tiger
Hendricks. Wow. Got a few bases covered there.
Very much so.
A little bit.
Oh, I love
sexually
that.
Sexually active, that child, let me tell you.
What about Cody? It'll be Cody Cody.
Hey, that's pretty great. Cool.
I like
two
Cody,
strong
Cody.
Names.
I like that too.
Cody Squared.
I think Wolfgang.
Wolfgang would be good.
Join it up with the first one, Wolfgang Tiger Hendricks, and just have a future UFC fighter.
What about Bing?
Bing
Cody.
Bing
That's
Cody.
A good name.
That is a great name.
Bing actually, it's
Bing.
Pretty cool.
It would be great.
Little crooner.
I was thinking of Morse for a boy.
Morse Cody. Cody. That's great.
Crusher.
I'm saving that for my first daughter. She can be little Crusher Cody.
I'm going with Adolf.
You
just
are?
For some reason. I know it's a long shot, but I reckon he's on the line now. Nick Cody, congratulations. Over the weekend, you and your partner, Lucia, had a beautiful baby boy, Nick.
Little boy, yeah, little Charlie.
Congratulations.
Charlie.
Oh, Charlie it is. Oh, he's led with it. Charlie. I like Charlie. Charlie Cody. Is there a middle name? Is there anything? Is it?
Yeah, we went with her dad's name as the middle name.
Well, there you go. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And it has been a lot of fun.
For you, maybe.
Yeah, fun for me. Because I obviously can't feed the baby. So I'm on nappy duty and washing duty.
Yep.
And, my wife is on feeding and keeping the baby alive duty.
And giving birth to duty. How did it go? Can you give us an eyewitness account? Were you in the line of fire?
I was a bit worried beforehand. I didn't know if I'd have the stomach for it, but it was bloody great.
So did you catch the baby? Did you catch Charlie on the way out?
I caught the baby.
Good on you.
And they knew I was a fan of sport, so they made me not do the how's that and chuck it up in the air.
Excellent news.
Yeah, caught little Charlie on the way out. I had to keep a poker face. Nobody told me they'll come out a bit grey looking.
Nah. Oh, yeah, then until they're cleaned up, that takes a few seconds.
Yeah,
and
that would have been nice to know.
Oh.
It's not like you can throw them back, is it? It's not like...
Haven't you seen enough episodes of...
It's not catch and release there, Nick.
Yeah, that's right. Everything going well? How's the sleep going for everyone in the house?
Well, it's obviously harder for my wife. She's got little bub is cluster feeding at the minute, doing lots of feeds back to back.
You've got the lingo going, the cluster feeding. Yeah. Oh, you're all over it, Nick.
He loves sleeping through the day and then just staying up all night.
Great.
A little chip off the old block. He'll be doing stand-up in a couple of years. Now, I've seen, watching some pictures here that have been posted on. He said a wonderful thing. Let me just read out. Charlie Cody made his entrance at 7:24 p.m. Luce was unbelievable while she was putting in the hard yards and pushing him out. I cheered her on and got snacks as required. I'm in awe of her and will never say a workout is hard again. It is a bit of a game changer when you come to that end, isn't it? You go, I might be complaining.
I've done some hard workouts before, but you know when they're going to come to an end. You know, you get the personal trainer for an hour. This thing, you don't know how long she's going to have to keep going.
A little bit random, isn't it?
You haven't had to inject yourself with drugs to relieve the pain for a start. That's a giveaway. Oh, you did?
I got it.
Load them up.
Hey, there's a beautiful photo of you posted as well, lying much like the young baby, looking exhausted, even though you've really done nothing except been sworn at a lot, I'm guessing. Did you cop a mouthful?
No, I think it was a sugar crash. I just ate too many of the snacks I brought along for my wife. So when he eventually came out, both of us needed a nap. And my wife stayed awake and take it all with.
Hey, Nick, we're really wrapped for you. Congratulations from everyone. It's a big deal.
Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, lovely.
If you get over it, I know people who are looking to adopt, so let us know.
The only thing I'm worried about is last time I was on, I was talking about the pets hotel. And I've still got the dog there.
So I'm looking forward to it. Oh, you're nervous.
Would you like us to take it in for a while?
The only thing I'm nervous about is the bill. Because last time it was $700. Who knows if she's been on a helicopter ride or something this time.
Who knows what entertainment she's had. Good on you, Nick.
Congratulations.
I love Tuletair and beautiful Charlie.
Absolutely, mate. We'd love to get you back on the show soon, mate.
Thanks heaps, guys. We'd love to.
Good on you, Nick.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
All happening. We were saying how disappointed we were with our football teams. The only bit of good news for both of us on the horizon is, as committed Storm fans, that
Storm have
marched into a grand final. They'll be playing the Roosters on Sunday. I'll be wearing my Storm jumper all week to remind me we're still in it. Billy Slater is the big talking point.
Well, it is, and we're just talking. I mean, it'd be a total disaster on so many levels if he is charged with this, with this shoulder charge.
Well, he's been charged with this, whether he's found guilty not. Let's take the temperature down at the club. Robbie Kearns is on the line. Robbie, how are you, buddy?
G'day, guys.
Hey, Robbie.
Yeah, good. First things first, congratulations on a great win over the weekend. Everyone fitting well?
Yeah, the boys were fantastic. Obviously, I didn't have much to do with it, but the boys played extremely well and got through to their third grand final in a row, which is a massive, massive feat, obviously. But, everyone's pretty much good, apart from the guy you just mentioned. Obviously, a little bit of a cloud surrounding him.
What's the story there, Robbie, and tell us when we can expect this to be resolved and what's your thinking?
Yeah, we were hoping it was going to be resolved today so we could get on with, get on with the game and get on with the training and bits and pieces to know exactly where we're at. But unfortunately, the NRL
Their judiciary members weren't available today, so it's going to have to be
Wow. What, a bit busy, were they? What were they doing?
What were they doing?
Belong weekend or something?
You would think, knowing the week before the grand final, they put themselves
You kind of pencil that week in as sort of, keep it free.
Keep calendar clear.
Well, I don't know whether it's just a Melbourne Storm thing or it's, it could have been any other team. But anyway, so we're going to have to face the music tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow morning, I think. And, we're going to put our best case forward. And, I've really got me, like everyone here in Melbourne, got our fingers crossed that one of the greats of the game can go off on a real high and we can send him off with a grand final win. And if they were to, not allow that, I reckon it'd be like killing Bambi.
It'd be a bit of an own goal, I would have thought, given that jury's still out in the instant. How did the Roosters go? They were very good. It's got to be a good game, yeah?
Yeah, no, the Roosters are a very capable side. Obviously, they won the minor premiership for a reason. They've been very consistent all year. The big talking point, one of our very own in Cooper Cronk, who was part of the big three.
Yes, he was injured.
It's quite ironic that he's now gone to the Roosters and we're playing him off in the grand final. But as you said, Mick, there's a big cloud over him, whether or not he'll be right. He's got a big shoulder injury and toughed it out on the week and he played throughout the whole 80 minutes. But from all reports, it's a pretty major injury.
Pulled up rough, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's going to be great to see. I hope that he's involved. It'll be a real anticlimax. And as
it'd be a bit of an own goal,
I would have thought, if he's not... Do you think Billy Slater's not part of it?
There's no appeal if it doesn't go his way. Is there any chance for you?
What about legal action? Legal action usually works in grand final week. It worked for Barry Hall and the Sydney Swans. You go, hang on, we found you guilty this one week. We'll get an injunction.
And there's no grand final.
I reckon we just throw him out there, regardless.
Hey, put him out there under a false moustache. Yeah. This is Pedestro Slater. Hey, mate, who wins the Dally M, by the way?
Oh, there's been a couple of fantastic players in the throughout. Cameron Smith's been right up there, but I think a guy from the New Zealand Warriors, a guy by the name of Roger Tuivasa-Sheck.
Yep.
He's been in magnificent form all year. Young Nathan Cleary's been pretty good, but yeah, there's talk that Roger Tuivasa-Sheck is a clear favourite at this stage, and he might take it home for the first time any New Zealand Warriors player has. So.
Well, Robbie, I'm going to have a big plonk on him. I'm going to have a real crack at that. And if it doesn't work, I'll be down at your pub, the Albion, to find you for a couple of free beers. What do you reckon?
Not a problem, brother. Anytime.
All right, Robbie.
Good on you, Robbie. Thanks for joining us, the Savo.
Well done.
Cheers.
Thanks, Robbie.
It's just, we need to sort this. That's incredible that they're not available tonight to
sort
that out.
Sorry, outrageous. So you can't get your head in check and the team can't get it sorted out.
You can't plan. It's effectively taking a day off a team.
And
the biggest game of their life.
You got one job.
Come on.
Your new way to drive home. Malloy.
Thanks to Crossray Barbecues. The only barbecue you'll ever need is a Crossray. See the range at crossray.com.au.
And if your team lost on the weekend and you were thinking of burning your membership, I can't think.
It'd be even burning because that's what you achieve.
So smoothly and brilliantly. And not that you would do that because you're in it for the long haul.
You are. And you know what, though, with the Crossray?
What do you get with the Crossray?
Well, it uses 50% less gas
than
other conventional barbecues the same size. Also, it's new and different. It's the patented infrared technology.
Now this won't go above
your head. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Do you understand infrared, what that's all about?
Yes, it's like laser zapping.
Yes, absolutely correct. Mm. God, I knew you'd know. It means that the food can cook really evenly and you can change the temperature. So you know a barbecue,
it's like
it
a barbecue
hot.
For the future.
Mm. Yeah, but this one you can...
It's like this is like a Terminator barbecue that's come from the future.
Well, you're so right.
And it's come back today and it's... like teaching us lessons.
Oh, it's easy to turn on.
How so? Got an on button.
Electronic ignition.
Oh,
bang. Happens all the time. Zap. 4-burner, 2-burner, take your pick.
Can I tell you why I like the Crossray? And I've told this before. Mm. I'm just, listen up. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
The meat tastes better.
Great. There you go.
It just does. And for all the reasons you've just mentioned, it is just
Thank
the
you,
zenith,
Crossray.
The high watermark. Well, the Kafta Fufu.
Yes.
The moment you'll just get all four burners up and running, bang.
Ooh, delicious.
See the range at Harvey Norman. Thanks, Crossray.
Good idea.
Get in there.
Right after this, more with Jane and Mick.
Two comedy greats and even better mates.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're having a bit of a sookie la-la today, but when you consider it against the big stuff, like
exactly.
what our farms are going through,
we do appreciate
Nick Katie having a baby, you need to grow up.
Oh, you need we'll both be writers' reign tomorrow.
Take a leaf out of my book.
Oh, yeah.
And, how's the Instagram account
suck
going?
Suck it up. I'm not going
haven't
near
had a look at it,
that.
Pass.
How long does it take till you sort of, you know, you're back up on your feet again?
It'll be a slow burn over the course of the week. It's going to be hard with the grand final coming up next week.
Yeah, that is going to be hard.
You know what cheered me up most today was the woman with the three breasts.
And when see, we saw I don't the find that sexy down, at all. Is that sexy?
Yeah, I'd be like, it's imagine really... me coming down like the aisle with three testicles.
Again, a mental image I don't want to go home
like on a G-banger or something.
There's a few mental images I don't want to have today in my head.
Right.
Honestly.
Come on, it's as good as it gets.
Chris Brown is...
well, that cheered you up,
Chris Brown was on the show, Dr. Chris Brown. He is hosting a Viva Me Attention
pack. She said that like doctor. There's a bit of venom behind that.
You're married.
Your partner's
a
doctor.
He's not a doctor anymore.
Oh, what? Do you lose the doctor, do you? No.
You've got to keep doing it.
Oh, okay. Bob's a doctor. He's a doctor.
He's a doctor in the olden days.
He writes you prescriptions for painkillers. You know, for those ones that old ladies take.
He does not.
When they can't take life anymore.
We're on air.
When they're behind their big Chanel sunglasses.
You are fair dinkum.
Have you been paying attention tonight? 8:30 on 10. We're back tomorrow. Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. See the Barbie everyone's singing about. Crossray Barbecues. Crossray.com.au.